You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to OneOfUs.net and don't forget your towel.
Vindication right now.
Vindication, no less.
Vindication.
All right.
Because I've had to endure years of people saying, you know, Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, Transformers, that's the best cartoons.
The best children's programming
yeah, exactly.
ever.
It's like,
you fuck.
No. Was that my accent you did?
Yes, I don't know. I just got into a groove. But
no.
Please continue.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for complimenting me on my wonderful accent. No, but Power Rangers, man, 90s, it just – that's the grade A shit right there. And here's the thing. This movie proves it. This is the best adaptation of any of that kind of, you know, let's just make – we're just making this cartoon or
this
show
new
just
era
to sell toys.
Of stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah. If you want to get, you want a show that'll hawk toys at you for half an hour. Well, yeah, I'm going to say Power Rangers is the best.
It's Power Rangers, but it's you think it's the one, but it's just this film just proves that the stuff from the 90s was better. It's better than all your garbage shit.
Whoa, you're going to get us lynched, man.
I don't think so.
Well, okay.
I've been on record saying that all those original properties, exception of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because that was, like, it started out good with the black and white comic.
The comics were good.
Yeah, but then
and the show was good.
No, it wasn't. But
really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Man.
I don't like that stuff, man.
What about Ghostbusters?
Real Ghostbusters and all that stuff?
Like the movie and then the show.
Not, yeah, that was fine.
Not talking
that was
about
fine.
The second
but
movie.
But that doesn't really count because it started
yeah,
off as
I
a
I guess
film
that's a good
already.
Point. If you, I was going to say, yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. Like a show that's specifically like this shit that like people were, for those of you who aren't watching the video feed, I have my Megazord from when I was a child. I got up Christmas morning and was like, holy crap. And I remember my, this is a little bit of a side note here.
Go for it.
I remember my mother and sister, my sister was 10 years older than me. So she was like basically the other adult in the house. And they were, as well as my dad. Anyway, they were sitting there trying to figure out how this worked. And like looking through the instruction manuals and I'm like, shit, I'll watch the show.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and I'm like, Megazord activated and like, like making all the noises and stuff. So yeah, I got a long history with this franchise too.
So do I, man. So you were, how old were you? Like 20?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I was like 5 when I was a Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Man. That's when I first became a Power Rangers.
I'm 31 now.
Okay.
How old are 25. You?
25.
Okay, so I was a little closer to 10. I was a little older.
Okay, you're still there.
I'm right there on the cusp because I'm so glad to be doing this review with someone who actually grew up with it because I've been talking to people for like the last week, guys like Martin and Jeff. And I'm sure I can think of someone else who may or may not be in this room that probably didn't grow up with it. And they're just like, well, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Voltron was my thing. And I'm like, that's cool. I just remember so many people saying, oh, but like the Transformers thing, you're right. Sometimes people will be like, but Transformers, I'm so excited for this, or I'm so excited for G.I. Joe, or yada, blah, blah, blah. And then you bring a Power Ranger, and it's like, ugh,
yeah.
Kiddie shit. And
it's like
really? You're going to throw that at me?
Absolutely. My shit is, you know, just because you think your shit's good doesn't mean that my shit isn't good. You know, it's that kind of
thing. It's a generational tribalism thing. But
I guess.
To the point of the film.
Yeah, which, by the way, yeah, we are reviewing Saban's Power Rangers. Because Haim Saban, man, that man loves to put his name on shit.
He really does. It's getting a little irritating.
Yes.
It's like, I got to give him props for being having this kind of vision to see this really popular franchise in Japan.
Yeah.
Let's be clear on something. Power Rangers is Japanese.
Super Sentai.
And I sort of graduated to Super Sentai from my love of Power Rangers, which, of course, my love of Power Rangers came from my love of Godzilla and dinosaurs.
Sure, same.
And I'm like, there's more. But, yeah, anyway, the movie, though, I guess if we want to go into a little bit of the setup.
Sure, I mean, yeah, the setup is that, you know, like the original Power Rangers, mm-hmm. They are recruited, you know, in a type of way.
It's an extended version of the first episode of the original series.
Except in my opinion, they probably did it better. You know, they took a little more time with it. They tried to build up the characters, but yes,
sure.
Five teenagers, basically find these kind of like powerful objects, these mm-hmm. coins,
the coins,
which have been buried for apparently 65 million years.
Right.
And they learn that they are actually, these power coins that give them the abilities of the Power Rangers. And they're, you know, eventually they meet Zordon, who was the original Red Ranger, who died
Spoilers.
Protecting the coins. That's not a spoiler. That's like the opening 5 minutes.
Okay, I gotta say that opening 5 minutes. There's an opening scene that takes place 65 million years in the past. Although I got a nitpick.
Here we go.
They said Cenozoic era.
Yeah.
It's not the Cenozoic yet, it's the Mesozoic, because the KT boundary lies exactly at the point between the Cretaceous period and the Cenozoic period.
Right.
I'm gonna stop. There are pteranodons, I'm gonna stop.
That's the one with the T-Rex, he's there, right?
And yeah, the T-Rex in the Cretaceous period.
Right.
Which then again, you know, their Zords are Mastodon and Sabertooth Tiger, mm-hmm. which didn't show
that's
up.
That's not a dinosaur.
Like, there's not a dinosaur.
That's not a dinosaur.
In fact, there's only two dinosaurs in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus and Triceratops. Pteranodon's not a dinosaur. It's a completely different phylum or whatever. Not a phylum, but anyway. Shut
a dinosaur
up,
type.
Yeah, it's a...
There's voices coming off camera. I don't know who they are.
But anyway, yeah. It's actually a really great, effective opening sequence. And I want to kind of see that movie.
It surprised me how dark it was. And where it's like...
But not too dark.
Not
that
too
opening
dark.
Sequence was dark, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, true. But I think the movie does... It dips into, like, some really dark stuff. But that opening sequence, I love it, where you see the original, or one of the original Power Ranger teams...
Yeah.
...die.
Yeah, she just, like... That was shocking.
Right. And, of course, the person who's killing them is Rita Repulsa.
Right. And now that's an interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
Because... And again, they don't really hide the fact, and this isn't much of a spoiler, that Rita was was a ranger, and she was the Green Ranger.
Love it.
Now, at first, I sort of recoiled from that
really?
When I first was thinking about that, because again, I got a lot of baggage for the series. Mm. I was briefly attached as one of the concept artists for the movie, but that's a long story.
Cool.
It involved Max Landis calling me up and then being like, I need some designs, but then I was like, I'm really busy. And he was like, oh, okay, what can you give me? Here's a Rita. And that was it. And then he wound up only doing like one draft of the script anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless... Still, I got all this baggage surrounding this film, but at the same time, I've actually come to appreciate that they are decoupling it from the Sentai elements that were in Power Rangers, that were in Dinosaur Sentai Judanger, because, and at first, I know that some fans are gonna disagree with me, but I actually like that they're trying to make it its own thing as opposed to these warmed over Sentai leavings. Like, because that's one of the things that always bothers me about Power Rangers is that they'll take the stuff from the Japanese series and they won't have translated any of this or really understand why these certain things are this way.
Sure.
And as a result, you get these really incongruous story beats where, like, Judanger is a very fantasy-heavy series.
Mm-hmm.
It's about knights and monsters and sorcery, and there's wizards coming out of everywhere.
Yeah.
And Power Rangers is a sci-fi series.
Yes.
About aliens and, you know, high-tech gadgetry. And I sort of like that they were trying to make it the only similarity at this point is that they have the same color set,
mm-hmm.
and they have the same totemic prehistoric animal robots, and sure. that's it.
Those are the hallmarks of the franchise. That's what you want,
right?
And
they have a bad chick is their villain.
Exactly. But I mean, here's the thing. Like, one of the things that to me really worked about the movie was the main cast, particularly like the five kids or the teenagers that they got.
Yeah, I was surprised at how much I liked them.
And here's the thing: it's like there are moments when this movie is written really well, and these kids are given really good dialogue, and they deliver it. Like the one who stood out to me was the Blue Ranger, Billy Cranston.
Billy Cranston is the character's name,
right? And the actor is R.J. Seiler, who plays him. And what's so special about him is that the fact that he plays an autistic person in the movie.
You really want to use the word special in that?
I didn't mean it that way.
I had to call you out on it.
What makes it a good point,
an interesting cornerstone of that character.
Yeah.
And I did like that too. I felt like it was kind of trying to have its cake and eat it too by making a bit of a joke out of it, but they also were trying to say, look, we're cool. Like, it's no big deal. Jason is still, like, they're still friends. He doesn't really care that he's on the spectrum.
See, I think they move past it in a really eloquent way where it's like, yeah, they were kind of, at first it's like, are you trying to make this a joke? But at the end of the day, what they made him, he was the heart of the team. And he was always the one that, he brought everyone together. And at that point, it's like,
I loved that.
And when he has his, you know, when he has these kind of moments where it's like, you're supposed to laugh at me, like, it's not really that. It's just charming. You really start to like him as a character. That's why he stood out to me in the cast.
No, I agree. There is something I do need to bring up that I was honestly a little disappointed they didn't do more with, in that they really, like, I'm seeing all these posts about how we've got our first LGBTQ character, superhero, and no, they really don't, or they at least they're not really... They sort of allude to it, but they also kind of dance around it, and I'm like, on the one hand, I'm like, are you going to represent or not? And on the other hand, I'm like, maybe it's a good thing they didn't, like, make a big deal out of it? I don't know.
You know, here's the thing. They didn't want to make it where this thing defines this character. The fact that they are a lesbian. That's not what it is. They're just like, yeah, they happen to be that. Let's just go forward from there.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I should, I mean, given how cagey her character is. Talking about Trini, by the way. Given how cagey her character is, it makes sense that she wouldn't be like, oh, I'm gay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a guy. Whatever. I don't know. I just, I know. I just was thinking how extreme they could go with it, but that's dumb.
I felt it was fine. You know?
Yeah. Ultimately, a lot of my nitpicks are just nitpicks. Although there is one thing that I think is kind of a problem, and I'm thinking that a lot of people are not going to be happy with. And that's that there's maybe an accumulative total of, what, 15 minutes of them actually being Rangers?
Here's the thing. Yeah, the movie does make the mistake of we're just going to try to focus them as characters where we're not going to see them fight a lot. There's going to be a lot of training montages, and that can get annoying. But for the most part, I still felt entertained for most of the movie because there were points where all these kids just have great chemistry for each other. They all felt like... You know, this could have gone really bad. It could have gone Michael Bay territory.
Sure.
It could have gone like those teenage Ninja Turtle films.
The Reptiles.
I mean, but I agree with you. Yeah, they probably should have seen the teenage. I can get my own mind.
Yeah, you're getting your pop culture.
We probably should have seen the morphing sooner rather than later.
I get that they wanted to make it a big character moment, and that's fine. Again, it's kind of trying to find that balance of, like, you want it to be this big moment where they all connect and, or whatever, except I feel like there were other ways they could have done that.
Sure.
I mean, you can look at the series. I mean, there's 20-some-odd seasons, almost 25 seasons of the American show and 40-plus seasons of the Japanese show. So there's ways you can do it to make them connect as a team without having to sacrifice... the action element, because I was all geared up for them to morph, and they don't really do a whole lot just straight up morphed, and that was a bit of a bummer. Plus, and again, this is another nitpick, I just don't really like how kind of overdone the costumes are for the Rangers, because...
Like the sparkly, glowy stuff?
Well, like, I mean, I sort of see what they were going for. I'm pretty sure somebody in the production said, no, make them like Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm sure Marvel was like, hey, that looks familiar.
and I kind of, like, you know what the best... I wish it looked something more like Black Panther, where it was, like, more form-fitting, more, not a bunch of kind of just like pieces.
Yeah.
It's the Batman problem. You have all these super armored Batmen and they can't really move a whole lot when they're supposed to be able to move a lot.
Yeah.
And the reason, I didn't expect it to be spandex, obviously.
No.
But, the reason it's spandex in the show, and I have, this is a little bit of a humble brag. I have friends in Japan who are stunt actors on the show and, they are, the spandex allows for them to have so much freedom of movement and be able to do all these crazy stunts. There's not a whole lot of stunts in the movie. It's a lot of CG.
I mean, there's a lot of CGI, you know, assisted CGI for some of the, like, the when they're not in the, like, the Zords and things like that.
Yeah, sometimes there's some CGI where I'm like,
no,
really?
That's one of my big complaints about the movie is that I felt that the CGI is like, I don't think this movie had a particularly big budget.
Isn't it only like $100 and something? It's only $100 million.
$100 million.
It's like almost half of Kong.
Yeah.
And which, you know, Kong, yeah, the money is all up on the screen.
Not sure. I mean, did they spend all that money on Goldar? But by the way, that was probably one of my biggest disappointments, you know, because I was expecting Goldar.
Mistress!
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he's like,
we'll fight the Rangers!
Like, yeah, that's what I want.
You fools are finished!
Yeah,
oh,
so,
God. So gravelly.
Weird design that he was mostly like, he was made out of gold, literally made out of gold.
And again, all this baggage I have over this, I saw that design and I was so frustrated with it, I just made my own Goldar.
I saw it. It's awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Check
I appreciate
out.
That. I, it's just, and I'm just like, well, it, even if it's not the same character, at least make it kind of scary. He's not scary in this. Like, give him give him look like a monster. Give him like a snarling face and like a, Or do the golem thing where it's like stone covered in gold, so you have this face with like glowing eyes and teeth or something. I don't know.
He kind of looked
like a stickler for monster design. Who would have thought?
He reminded me of a more kind of amorphous design or something like from the robot from what's that film? The 50s film.
Gort from
Gort. Yeah, he reminded like that.
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
The Day the Earth Stood Still. Like there was no emotion. We couldn't see like his reactions or anything like that. Which I would have appreciated, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it just when some people say, oh, it's a giant monster versus giant robot movie, which does technically happen. It's just Goldar is not much of a monster in this movie. And that was a little disappointing. But, I mean, again, these are largely nitpicks. What I did like is the golem element of the monsters.
The putties?
Because the putties and everything. Ironically, that's what they were called in Judanger. They were called golems.
Oh, okay.
And because all the monsters, because like in Power Rangers, they're all made out of clay.
Mm-hmm.
And the putties were all called golems, and all of the monsters that Finster made were all mythological creatures, like the Minotaur and the Cockatrice and all this other stuff, which they didn't really get to play with in this movie, but yeah. I did like that they sort of kept that little element. Also, I liked how many little nods there were to the fans.
There were quite a few, but I didn't think it wasn't the kind of thing where it would like induce groans. It was like, thank you for doing that. That was fun. Like, you're going to hear some fun catchphrases, and they fit the scene as goofy as they are. They really fit,
yeah.
Especially with Rita. Where I will say, I just didn't think Elizabeth Banks was probably the right person to play the character. She felt she was hamming it up. Definitely, but
which,
there was like a disconnect of everything. Like, she felt like the one element just wasn't working.
It was like they took, it was like they cast a bunch of actors from the CW. Higher tier actors.
Yeah,
good
these
actors,
were, these, yeah, these were like, these
good
could
actors.
Be on The Flash. These,
yeah,
these
yeah. And then they went to Power Rangers and said, hey, we need a villain.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Banks. I actually really liked how scary she was.
Yeah, she...
I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
I'm actually a little worried about taking my nephews to go see this, because they really want to see it with their Uncle Matt.
Yeah.
And, because I'm sort of their movie buddy, and, because their mom ain't got time for that shit. But, like, I'm a little worried about showing this to them, because I'm worried they're going to be, like... But I mean, they're a little older, so I guess if you're a little kid,
well,
like
here's the thing. Like, I saw this film like next to like a couple like little kids, could have been more than 5 years old or something like that. And when Rita kills people in this movie, and she murders people.
Oh God, she does so many horrible things.
Yeah. This is not like make my monster grow like that, Rita, or anything like that. Although you might hear something similar to that. But I mean, she murders, and even when she returns from her 65 million year slumber, the way in which she does is like, okay, that's really kind of graphic for this kind of film.
It was upsetting.
Yeah.
And weird.
And the kids I was sitting next to were like, horrified.
Yeah. Although, I don't want to get too much into the nitty gritty of the details
sure.
and stuff. But there were some little things where I'm like, oh, that's convenient. Mm-hmm. That's convenient. That's convenient.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's Power Rangers. You've got to... Although I do see kind of what... It sounds like I'm poo-pooing a lot of this.
Sure.
But I'm really not.
Yeah.
I actually was surprised at how much I enjoyed the 75% of this movie where there's not, like, fighting monsters going on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not to say that I didn't also like the ending. I just wish that there was more of that.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard call to make.
Yeah, more than morphing, more than fighting the monsters and not just, you know, them as the teenage cells. But at the same time, like I said, they did a great job for the most part. You know,
for the most part.
There's some, like, probably the only, out of the main five, the weakest one I thought was the one who played Zach, the Black Ranger.
Oh, I kind of liked him.
Ludi Lin. I felt his delivery just didn't work for me. And, like, some of his reactions just felt way off compared to, like, when people would be yelling, like, oh my God, we're going to die, he'd be going,
well, like, I see. I kind of like that he's kind of fucked up in the head, and he's kind of like, oh, that's cool. Like, he's permanently stoned, but for his character, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I also love that this is like the first Power Rangers anything where people are actively cursing. And
there's
something about that. I just love that, like,
they're
shitting shits and ass.
Mm-hmm. A lot of ass.
They almost dropped an MF. They almost dropped a motherfucker at one point, which I was not expecting. And all that being said, this is also not the Power Rangers fan film that popped up online a year or two
ago. This isn't the Eddie Shankar type.
No, it's not that, which I felt like... I think the point of that was that they went so dark that it was supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
But it feels like they didn't quite stick that landing, which is why there were so many people who were like, oh, this is what Power Rangers should be. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. If you make Power Rangers in any way inaccessible to children, you done fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is thankfully still somewhat accessible, although I'm really interested in how kids are, if kids are going to have the patience to wait most of the film before it gets to the goods.
I mean, I can only speak to my own experience, but the kids, they were captivated while watching this film.
Well, then that's good.
Yeah.
I did hear something bad at one point happens, and I don't want to go into too much detail, but I did hear a little kid in the theater scream that character's name. Like,
yes.
Ah! Like really, like, distressed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, thank God, they're into it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But yeah, did you want to go into your final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, you know, like I said, I was really surprised at how much I liked it, just because this could have been so bad.
Yep.
This could have been so bad. And as someone who has a large amount of give for Power Rangers, because Power Rangers can be bad and still be enjoyable and fun and stuff, I do think that it's a bit of a mistake for them to cram all of the reason we're here at the end, a very, very end of the movie. But on the journey there is pretty good. I was surprised. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And a lot of my concerns are mostly nitpicks. But yeah, as a fan, I'm really interested in how the other fans are going to react to it. I think a lot of them are probably going to lose patience with it, to be honest, but we'll see. Beyond that, also, I didn't mind Alpha as much as I thought I was going to mind him.
Bill Hader's Alpha, I think, is one of the best parts of the movie.
He's pretty fun. He's not super important to what's happening.
No, he's just there for the training montages. He's there to make these, like, really witty, funny comments. Like, Alpha 5 in the original series is annoying as hell, and I just wish he, she, or whatever it was, would just die.
Aww.
Bill Hader, he's just like, I want to see more of him. He's fantastic. And he, like...
I like Alpha.
I mean, he has this one moment in the film when... because, you know, Power Rangers has always been kind of praised for its diversity. And
yes.
He says...
And I love that line!
And when, you know, he goes and say, it's like, oh, yeah, you're the five colored Rangers. Oh, you guys are already pretty, you know, colored.
Well, he
yourself.
Says different... What does he say? Different,
yeah.
different coins.
Yeah.
Different Rangers. Different color. Oh, no, he says different teens.
Yeah.
Different color teens!
Yeah.
And I just... I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved Power... Yeah. So anyway, final thoughts. Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I'm probably going to give it, probably somewhere between 3.5, like 3.8... out of 5 Zeo crystals.
Are you doing the 5 stuff? Usually we use a 10-point scale, so is that...
I've heard heard? All I've heard right, 28 out of 30.
I
shut
was
up.
Told something different. yeah, I'm right there with you. This movie had no right to be as good as it was.
Yeah.
But it ended up being fairly entertaining. Yeah, it's slow in parts. Like, I would probably had wanted it to be getting to the morphing, getting more fighting, you know, Rita and the putties and all these other monsters. But for what it was doing, still, like, the performances were surprisingly good. The script was really strong in some parts.
Yeah.
And even the end battle where, yeah, the CGI is questionable, they get away with it by having fun the entire time. And I felt like everyone was invested in making this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something where I have not seen in the Transformers films. I have not seen in Ninja Turtles. I have not seen in G.I. Joe. Or in... What's that? The rock and roll thing with the girls or whatever?
Oh, Jim and the Holograms?
Yeah, Jim and the Holograms.
Yeah, these miserable slogs through a property that nobody involved gives a shit about.
No one gave a shit in those things, but people...
Bay certainly doesn't give a shit, which is why I'm pretty sure Grimlock's going to die in Age of Extinction because he hates the Dinobots so much.
I have no idea what that means. But I'll say people cared about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that I took note of that. So, yeah, for me... By the way, Siler, who plays the Blue Ranger, Billy Cranston, I think I see good things in his future. Like,
I see good things for all these kids.
Yeah,
I think they're all pretty strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So for me, I probably give this 7 out of 10 power coins.
Nice.
Now this is gonna be spoiler stuff. So that mid-credit stinger.
Oh, see, I knew it was a bit of a bone that they were throwing us, but at the same time. I mean, I kind of knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was kind of obvious. But at the same time, I was still excited.
Yeah.
And also, keep an eye open for some cameos in this. There's a little cameo towards the end that I don't want to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Well, this is a spoiler. This is spoilers right now.
Oh, this is the spoilers?
This is spoilers. Go ahead.
Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson show up after the... I'm getting shrugs in the room. They were the original Green and Pink Rangers.
Yeah.
They show up, and it's... they show up, and it's just really funny seeing them because so many of Amy Jo Johnson only recently started doing the con scene.
Yeah.
And I love that I actually got to meet her last year.
Oh,
and
nice.
I got to, she gave me an autograph, which was really nice. The crew kind of slipped me in past the line.
Oh,
because I did a print for the show. But anyway, yeah. I'm trying to think of any other big spoilers.
I mean, the big crit stainers that they hint at Tommy Oliver.
And Tommy Oliver?
Yeah.
Tommy Oliver?
Of course.
Your green hoodie is still here, Tommy. green, 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 Tommy.
Oh, of course, and, you know, skip class and all that.
So. Yeah, because he's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. And I was certain, I was actually frustrated that at the very, 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 very end, after the end of the credits, I was really frustrated that, like, Rita was going to get picked up, that she wasn't... There wasn't a stinger where she's, like, picked up out in space by some other ship. And then you see this big Z staff or something. That would have been a little too Thanos-y, but it would have been, I am Lord Zedd, Emperor of all I see. I don't have skin. It really burns all the time. I'll take what I can get. It was good.
Yeah.
So
we'll just leave it at that.
Go! I love it.